نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it is the day of Jumu'ah, the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and the series of lectures we have delivered thus far. Alhamdulillah, in Phoenix we spoke about the Honorable Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Honorable Birth. Last night we spoke about Ghazawatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the battles in which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam participated in. Our topic for today is that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the exemplary husband, father, leader of the community, of the international community and the ummah. When one looks at the ummah today, I don't think there are two opinions on this issue. We all will agree that the ummah is fragmented, the ummah is disunited. So where will we start with this unity? Each one of us, let us do some introspection and soul searching and look at our marital life. And what will we see? That we will see that today, South Africa, Africa, and majority countries of the world, there the divorce rate is spiraling out of control. So we ourselves are contributing to the fragmentation, this unity of this ummah. So how are we going to bring about a healthy family life? First and foremost, when we propose to the lady, what should be the selection criteria? It's said but true, that today we just look at the beauty of the male or female, we look at their financial status, and maybe somebody will think about their piety or character. Therefore, on a lighter note, I always say, if somebody comes for our daughter with a Nissan or with a Toyota or some car like that, we say that we will make istikhara. But if that person comes with a smart Merc or a BMW, be my wife, then we say we don't need istikhara, that everything is okay and acceptable. So even our daughters, we are prepared to give them over to that person, to that family, based on material wealth only. And that cannot be the only criteria. Fasfar bi zati deen, make deen the criteria, buy the cow and the milk will come itself. Now mashallah, the couple are fixed, they are married now. So how do they spend Laylatul Zifaf? We are today in this beautiful West Street Masjid. MashaAllah, it has a strong foundation. Extension, expansion took place. What is the foundation for that marital union, husband and wife? Islam said, O husband, O wife, now tonight is your marital night, your marriage night, first time you are in privacy. So a husband, you go in front, and wife, you will be behind your husband. And you pray salat, you beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, this is a new union, a new phase and stage in our life. The hadith in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. Once I performed the nikah, I delivered the lecture, and I told the youngster, do this. Whilst I was going out after the nikah, the dua, he held my hand and said, how can he make imamat? I asked him, what's wrong? He said that the surahs he knows are kacha. So I told him, I made your nikah pakka and you're telling me your surah the kacha. So remember, I read surah wal asri inna atina, qul a'udhu rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bin nas. Second sunnah, give a gift to your wife. Mustafa rahmatul alameen, this is akhlaq. The Master alayhi salatu salam, beside the mahar and the marital gift, on the night where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, gave her milk as mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So when we see our sons, grandchildren, granddaughters getting married, we need to show them the basis for their unity in the ummah. So the husband will then give the gift to his wife. And then the third one, mentioned in Musannaf Abdul Razak, that the husband will take his wife, and here on the forehead, the forelocks, you take water and you sprinkle on her. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Oh beloved Allah, whatever good quality she has, let her share it. Whatever weaknesses she has, Ya Allah, I seek your protection and protect her from it. She will do the same for the husband, and she will sprinkle the water and make the similar dua. Imagine if we start our marital life and our wedding night in this manner, then Allah Ta'ala will see the barakat and the rahmah and mercy descending. But we know, today we forget about all this. The greatest thing in the couple's mind today is honeymoon. We're getting married, we're going to the Maldives. We're getting married, we're going to Malaysia and Mauritius. We forget that, remember that that is temporary joy. Yeah, we are speaking about the emotions of people. Our husbands, look at the sacrifice our honorable wives have made. They left the place of their birth. They left their parents and siblings to spend the remainder of their life with me and you. Almighty Allah commands every husband, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, equity and justice. We need to ask ourselves, if somebody treated my daughter the way I am treating my wife, then if he treats her, our son-in-law treats our daughter in a bad manner, will we tolerate it? Nay, we want to fight. We will demand so many things. So how do we justify treating our wife in a very, very bad manner? Our brother-in-law treats our sister very badly. We will be the one to intervene immediately. So how can we justify? Look at ourselves. Every day I'm inundated with queries, and therefore I chose this topic for today. Look at Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's noble example. Today we are sanctimonious, we have a double identity. In front of people we're making salam and we're showing that how humble and humility we expose and so forth. But it's just being sanctimonious, horses for courses. When we at home, we're swearing our wives, we're abusing our children. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, and who reports the hadith? Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِيكُمْ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and to your children. So in Islam, what is the barometer? The barometer in Islam is this. If our wives and our children say we are good, a good husband, a good father, by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, by Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are good. But today's society and the secular system which we are getting used to and accustomed to, they say in public relations, so there you have another face, and in front of your wife and children you have somebody else. That is not the barometer in Islam. Think of that seriously. How can we enhance our marriages? We live in a home. We live in a house. Make that house a home. And at home, make it Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. Simple prescriptions, prophetic prescriptions. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Must I not show you that action Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? If you execute it, implement it, it will generate mutual love. أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam, give salam currency among yourself. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif. When last did we make salam to our wives? When last did the salam, wife make salam? Marriage, my brothers, is not just bedroom and bathroom. Marriage is not the bodies must meet only. Marriage is the hearts have to meet. And once the hearts meet, there's unity of thought. Once there's unity of thought, then you both going in the same direction. Otherwise, there will always be conflict, and you will find that it becomes like a civil war. Then both families are at war with one another. Think about these great advices Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us. Look at the lady, the wife, how much sacrifice she's making. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Bayhaqi, tahaddu tahabbu, give gifts to one another, and that will generate mutual love. Fa innal hadiyata tuzhibu dhagha'in. When you give gifts to one another, this removes the malice, the rancor, and the hatred. Qissatu Umar wal A'rabi. Who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? The man who was Amirul Mu'mineen for more than 10 years. Half the world he ruled at that time. One day a Bedouin. Bedouins were very, very straightforward people. They did not know much diplomacy and so forth. So he came to the house of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar is inside the house. He sees him, and he, the Bedouin, takes a U-turn and goes away. Sayyidina Umar sends someone, go call that person. That Arabi, the Bedouin, is summoned. He's sitting now by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar asked him, you came to my door and then you went away, what happened? He said, leave it, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. Rather, we don't discuss it. Sayyidina Umar said, I implore you, I command you, you must inform me what happened. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I told my wife a few words, and she let go, and she told me so many paragraphs. You know, our women sometimes, that they masters in giving us a big lecture. So she gave me such a lecture, my heart was broken, and I came here for counsel and advice. But I heard your wife shouting here. So I said, what does Amirul Mu'mineen help me? We're both in the same boat. He said, this is the wisdom of Amirul Mu'mineen. He said, come, man to man we discuss it. Who cooks food for you? He said, my wife. Who looks after your children? He said, my wife. He said, then who cleans your home? He said, my wife. He said, then who looks after the valuables? He said, wife. So like that, Sayyidina Umar asked him several questions. He said, subhanallah. One lady and she has 5, 6, 7 portfolios. So sometimes if she loses her temper or she wants to speak her heart out in the confines of your house, you must be magnanimous enough to give her that permission and you should tolerate it. Therefore Imam Ghazali, my brother, said, those people who allow their wives to speak in the confines of their home and they do not reprimand her, remember you will become the Waliullah, the special servant of Almighty. Imagine, but what do? We are guilty and yet we want to justify it. Take just 3 examples. Today, let us be honest, my brothers. It's the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. We are here in the house of Almighty Allah. Every second husband today is involved in pornography. He does not want to go to his wife because he finds that haram so entertaining. And even when he goes to his wife to fulfill his conjugal relationship with her, he's not thinking of his wife. He's fantasizing of that lady who he saw, who's sleeping with Allah alone knows how many men, or women for that matter. So we must remember, when we brought this absolute haram in the confines of our house, on our mobile, on our TV, on our videos, and then we ask Allah, then Allah will not accept. Because we are not being serious. If we want to be serious, then we need to change our life. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bianfusihim. Now when our wife finds our phone, and we are chatting with this lady, that street lady, they're watching the porn and what, we get upset. Instead of thanking her, you want me to change. So ghar ko aag lag gayi ghar ki chiraag se. The house is burning with the fire, with the lamp in the house. So don't think that it goes unnoticed. In the darkness of the night, everything we do is recorded, my brothers. Think properly, what are we doing? What message are we sending to our beloved flowers and children? A huge, huge problem. Today also I received an email or a WhatsApp message. Hundreds come from the ladies and men. The marriage is on the rocks and the husband is in the docks. Think about it seriously. Number two, how many affairs we, the men, are having? With our secretary, with the neighbor's wife, with this lady, that lady. South Africa, democracy, 25 years came. And with this democracy, freedom came. People don't even know that the lady is married because we said we make secret nikah. They didn't make secret nikah. The person got caught offside. He knew that certain person spotted him with that lady and so and so. So he said, Mufti Saab, I want to perform second nikah because it's sunnat. Is that sunnat? You first get involved in haram, you first get involved in adultery, and then when it's exposed, then you want to go, then you say second nikah. For adultery in Islam, my brothers, ijma and this consensus is the death penalty. For fornication, where the person is not married, Quran Kareem states, Surah 24, verse 2, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَتَجَلَّ. Each one of us, young and old, today people are 60, 70, 80 years old. The Baji also is ogling one way. He's old but is not cold. He also is dreaming. When can I get young hold of this young tat? So, each one of us, my brothers, we speak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhlaq. He married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha when he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was 25 years old and she was 40 years old. He married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha when she was very, very young, the only virgin wife, to show this ummah, lead a pure and a chaste life. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh Allah, protect my private path. Think about what we are doing. We are guilty, we have string of affairs, and then we want to threaten our wives. We want to blackmail our wives. So number one, the pornography in our homes, in our workplaces. Number two, the affairs and the secret affairs. And the third one, it's increasing. The alcohol, the drugs, and you see, how many a home is destroyed today? Go and visit the rehabs. Never mind Muslims only, you will find huffaz, you will find ulama in the rehab. When I go there, I cry with them. What happened to you, my son? What happened to you, my brother? He said that it is the bad company. So my brothers, look at Siratul Mustafa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the husband, how he interacted with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. He told her, O Siddiqa, you are Humaira, you are the one with a beautiful red, red complexion. He said, O Aisha, you are Muwaffaqa. Allah gave you tawfiq to do the good deeds and actions. He told Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, Ya Siddiqa bint Siddiq. Look at the lesson we should be deriving from there. You don't call your wife Fatima, Zainab, Jamila. Give them names, complimentary names, so that they feel that love, they feel they are wanted by you. Oh darling, not only when you want to fulfill your rights, say darling, say sweetheart, say oh honey. And when she calls you honey, oh honey, give me money, then you don't pull your face. That's a big problem today. We want to use our wives, but we don't want to spend on them. But to spend on the secretary, to spend on the girlfriend, to spend on some sports, to spend on something, no problem, 100 rand, $100. But when last did we give something to our wife without her asking for it? So my brothers, we need to understand the akhlaq. Those of you who got 2, 3, 4 wives, mashallah, in Durban and whatever other part of the world, what did Quran Kareem teach us? فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. Oh, Allah says, if you fear, you cannot do justice, then one wife only. This Hajj that passed, 1440. On the Q&A, one brother asked me a question. He said, I want to go for Hajj, I want to take both my wives, is it permissible or not? I said, permissible. But my brother, one word of advice I will give you, that whether you're in Makkah, Medina, take two separate rooms. If you take one room and both your wives are there, after a few days, they will not be pelting the Jamarat and the Shaitan, they'll be pelting you. Because we ourselves, we don't want to do justice. So my brothers, all this is permissible. Look at the Master alayhi salatu salam. What is within our control and what is beyond our control? Ya Allah, I have these honorable wives. They are the mothers of this ummah. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhu. Ummul mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha. Ummul mu'mineen, Sayyida Hafsa. So all the honorable wives. But the love I have from the inner recesses of my heart for Hazrat Aisha is much more compared to the other honorable wives. Look at Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching the ummah, setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. Allahumma la tu'akhidni fi ma la amliku bal damlik. Ya Allah, do not take me to task for that which I cannot control, but it is in your power alone. We have children, 4 or 5 children. We are told to treat them with justice. Wa'adilu bayna awladikum is hadith in Sahih Muslim. But sometimes you have a pet child, a favorite child. So remember, as long as there is no brazen injustice, it's fine. So we need to learn how to interact with our wives, with our children. Look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. The hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha drinking water. There's water left like this glass here. When last did we ever do this? Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the glass, turned the glass around the side from where Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha drank from. From there Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank, showing Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, you mean so much to me, your father means so much to me, and I love you so much. She goes on, Siddiqa, Bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma wa ana ha'idun. The open Sunan Nasai. It was in my state of menses and napaki, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. Today, in our enlightened world, in our modern world today, what we will say? Today's person, so-called intelligentsia and academia, will say, how can you share the same glass, the same plate? You will get germs. When they go and do other business, unda, dandas, then they don't speak of germs. So Islam is teaching us a way of life with our wives, with our children. Just now I translated the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah. Look at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's interaction with children. Anas radiallahu's brother, his parrot, his bird died. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him. Why are you so sad? He said, Ya Nabi Allah, oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my bird died. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughair. Oh Aba Umair, what happened to Nughair? Nughair was the name of the bird. To cheer him up. So my brothers, when we speak of unity, the Arabs are not united, the Ummah is not united, the Ulama are not united. My question to you, are you united with your wife? Are you united with your children? If the micro is not united, then the macro can never be united. Me and you, within our homes, within our families. And while I'm speaking of that, Allah just put one thought in my mind. How many of us, today, we know we are going to leave this world very soon. This year, 2019, 2020, will be history. 2030, most of us will be gone. But my brothers, we have not prepared our will. We have not prepared our wasiyah, our last testament. And now you will see the wife and the children, the mother and the children, all are fighting. Who is the problem? We pass away and die intestate without a will, and we leave huge, huge problems behind. So brothers, when we speak of Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, study Surah 3 verse 31. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Almighty Allah, O Ummah, fattabi'uni, follow me immaculately. When you study philology, you study the history of words, you have a cow, and the cow gives birth to a calf. The calf follows the mother, the cow, everywhere. We have to emulate, imitate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all walks of life. Yea, in the masjid we're reading nafil, nafil, nafil. Outside we go, we're ogling every second woman passing by. We'll tell our wife, I love you, my darling. See, my brothers, we need to be honest to ourselves. Do not betray ourselves, do not betray our wives. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun. How these garments and clothing, they cover our faults. We have a scar, we have a mark. So marital life is like that. We must be together. It's not a dictatorship, it's a partnership. May Almighty Allah make us of those that our hearts are united, we remain faithful, and we remain chaste to one another, and not get involved in pornography, nor get involved in affairs, nor get involved in drugs and alcohol. And in the ending, my brothers, in conclusion, I appeal to each one of you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We know the rain situation. There are many, many places in South Africa where already the drought has really caused havoc. Beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, send the rahmah and the rain upon us. And may Almighty Allah make us of those. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses. Grant us such children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.